Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. And today's product is the XG 18 Plus Glands Trainer 10 Licking Thrusting Blowjob Machine from X Space Cup. So this is, as you can tell, it's a very unique toy. I'm always on the lookout for unique toys. I reviewed so many pocket pussies, you know, doll butts, all kinds of stuff. So whenever I see something new, I like to take a look at it. So this is a toy trying to simulate a certain act within a blowjob. And the problem with a blowjob is it's probably the most complicated form of sex because it involves a hand job. You have licking, sucking, spitting, deep throating. There's all kinds of stuff that goes into a good, proper blowjob. And that's not even including things like fondling the balls, you know, fingering the butthole, or anything else you like to throw in on it. And it's very difficult to capture that in a single toy. You can have a toy that simulates the thrusting, you know, the in and out, the up and down with the hands. But then how are you going to simulate the mouth? Or if you simulate the mouth, do you simulate the deep throating, like the mouth going up and down on the dick? Or do you simulate the tongue? Or do you simulate the spitting? Or do you simulate the suction? And different toys have a different approach. So we've seen toys that thrust and suck. We've seen toys that thrust and tighten, vibrate, spin, all kinds of stuff. So this is, in the spirit of that, this is trying to simulate where a girl is, or a guy, if you swing that way, they're jerking you off with their hands, and then they're flicking their tongue on the tip of your dick while they're jerking you off. So just close your eyes and imagine, you know, you're getting jerked off, you know, her hands or his hands or whatever are going up and down your shaft, and then their mouth, they're not sucking your dick, they're just flicking their tongue on the tip of your dick while they're jerking you off. That's what this toy is simulating. Now the problem is, again, like, imagine you, this was happening in real life. Imagine a girl or a guy or whatever offered to suck your dick. And so you pull your pants off, she pulls your dick out, starts jerking you off, starts flicking the tip of your dick with her tongue, and that's as far as it goes. She never puts your dick entirely in her mouth. She doesn't deep throat it. She just flicks her tongue on the tip of your dick while jerking you off. You'd feel a little robbed. You'd be like, okay, you know, that doesn't feel bad, but, you know, I'm ready to move on if you are. You know, that would be my attitude. Well, let me show you how it works. So you have two buttons. One of them controls the thrust. One of them controls the tongue vibration. And there is a magnetic charge port right there. Here is the cable. It is USB powered as usual, and it sticks on via magnets, and that's how it charges. Anyway, I'm going to hold down the power button to turn it on. All right, so the blue light comes on. Now, if you hit the power button again, that turns on the thrust. So that you could see that part going up and down. And you could see over here, nothing to write home about. It's just a basic kind of thrusting toy, right? But then over here, let me show you the side view. All right, see that? And then we're going to turn the tongue on. And you know, you see, there you go. It's just flicking up and down. Now, it's worth pointing out that this does different speeds. So the tongue can flick really fast. This is its top speed. And it could even flick with, like, patterns where it flicks and stops. Which is, you've seen this with other vibrating toys. Let me turn the vibration off real quick, though, and then turn it back on. All right. And then the thrusting also, You can turn it up. There's low, medium, high. And then there's like patterns. Well, I guess there you go. So it's nothing you haven't seen before in terms of the thrusting, in terms of the tongue. So, okay, let me turn this off for a minute. So what you're seeing is, it's essentially just a thrusting toy, but there's this vibrating tongue that kind of, and as you've seen, it doesn't like circle around your dick or anything. It just kind of vibrates on this part of the tip. And you also might notice the insert is not open, which is a little weird. Let me pull the insert out and show what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the insert from inside the toy. Now, it hooks onto the toy with this channel in the middle, but you could see here on the end, This has, like, while this is thrusting up and down, this part is just made to stretch. And this, you know, I appreciate this on the one hand. So what this does is this closes the insert so that when you come, you don't make a mess. This basically catches your cum. And as the thing is thrusting up and down, this part is very thin and it stretches. And this is just there to keep you from making a mess when you orgasm. The problem is, see, here's the thing. The reason why wearing a condom sucks is because it gets in the way of the friction. Everything is about the friction. So when you're having sex or getting your dick sucked, you want to feel the friction of the tongue, the hands, the vagina, walls, whatever. It's all about the friction. When you're wearing a condom, it gets in the way of the friction. Now, with a toy, even though the toy is made of rubber or TP or silicone, usually the toy is thrusting and going up and down on you, and that's creating friction. So it's all about the friction. So the problem with this stretchy part at the end is, while this, like, I'll try to simulate it. Okay, this is going up and down, right? This is going up and down. This part isn't going up and down. It's just stretching. And it's not creating any friction. This part in the end is not creating any friction. It's acting like a condom. So this doesn't feel good. This feels like wearing a thick condom. So while this is going up and down, this part is just kind of keeping your dick from, you know, coming everywhere, but it makes it to where you can't really feel anything. Now, you can feel the vibrations. You can feel the tongue on your thing, but again, it's like, put a condom on and then hold the vibrator on the tip of your dick while you jerk off. That's basically what this feels like. Because again, your penis isn't going in and out because this thing's just going up and down, but it's going up and down like this. So it's going up and down like this. So the tip of your dick isn't moving, and it's getting the vibrator pushed against it in this condom-like environment. And then maybe the middle part of your dick is getting jerked off, but that's it. I understand what they were going for. I appreciate it. This is a very interesting kind of design problem. How do you simulate this act in a toy using simple, you know, design principles? It's very difficult. Okay, so when I turn this on, right? Just the thrusting. It looks like the whole thing thrusts, which should create friction. But this is misleading because there's nothing in it. So I'm gonna use this YouTube advertiser-friendly squid tentacle, which looks nothing like any kind of nudity. It's just a curious little squid tentacle. And we're going to show you, I'm gonna show you what this looks like. So, you put it in there. And this is essentially what it looks like. Okay, see, you see the problem? So the thrusting is happening between my fingers, but the tip, there's nothing really going on. Like, I could turn the tongue on and it creates like a little bit of vibration, but you have this big thick condom in the way. And you know, that's really all there is to, that's really all she wrote. So that, you know, there you go. So the issue is, it doesn't feel like a blowjob. In fact, it would be better if you just cut this part off. Take a pair of scissors, cut this part off, but then when you come, you're gonna make a huge mess. But at least you feel the friction of the tongue. In my opinion, what they should do is they should remove this part, this condom part, and then just put something to cover this up to make this closed. So yeah, you're gonna come everywhere, but as long as you can, like, clean it out easily, it's fine. This condom thing is just getting in the way. And also the thrusting needs to be more aggressive, needs to be tighter, or just get rid of the thrusting entirely and just have it be a manual toy that you go up and down on your dick with. And within it is a tongue vibrator. So use it like a fleshlight, but within the toy is a tongue vibrator that as you jerk off with, it's, you know, it's vibrating on your dick. But then again, like, why not just put the vibrator in the fleshlight? Why not have like a bolt vibrator built into the fleshlight so as you're jerking off with it, it's like vibrating in your hands? You know, like, that's the thing, is other toys have kind of done this, and maybe in a more simple way, but the added complexity of trying to simulate getting jerked off and having a girl flick her tongue on your dick, it doesn't really come through, and it doesn't seem like it's any better than a simpler toy of like a fleshlight with a bolt vibrator built into it. That seems like that would be a better toy to use. You know, it doesn't fulfill the promise it's making. It's trying to simulate getting jerked off and getting your dick licked, and it's not really fulfilling on that promise because of this condom thing. So in my opinion, put like a window here, like a plastic window that closes this off. That way you can come in it without making a mess, and then get rid of the condom thing, and then have the tongue give it more motion. So right now, here, let me show you. All right, so we're gonna have the thrust, right? So you can see you have the thrust and you have the tongue, but the tongue is just vibrating on this one part. If the tongue moved up and down, like make it longer, have it flick more, have it swirl around, do more with the tongue rather than just flick up and down, and get rid of the condom part, and I think you could have something going on here. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, X-Space Cup, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save a little additional money on this toy or any other toy on the website. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.